Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. How may I help you?
You just called Jay Bauman. I couldn't grab the phone quick enough.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hanging there and fighting a battle like you.
Yep. Every day, same things.
The worst year I ever seen in my lifetime, ain't you?
Really?
Well, I mean, the shippers don't want to ship nothing. They're afraid they ain't going to get paid from the receivers because what Hillary said last week that she's for small business, but Obama thinks all small businesses ought to be out of business. And geez, I didn't pick up the truck news this morning and said with these laws they just passed, they want everybody with 185 trucks or smaller be put out of business.
Whoa.
I said, it makes you feel good. You see $25 a pound hamburger if they can't haul the freight.
That's like saying, you know, every bank that's not Wells Fargo or Bank of America or, you know, has $500 billion in assets can, you know, be dissolved.
Well,
like,
it's
not
really
good for business, man. It's just not going to be good for business and competition if you only have, like, what do they call that? Not a monopoly, but there's only a few different players in the game.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what that term is called, but...
Just like a few years ago when he didn't give all the banks all this money to bail them out, all of them went up to his bonuses for all the CEOs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then now this one here with Wells Fargo gets worth $117 million for a bonus for, what they call it, when you leave their place.
Leaving, a commission, some kind of severance package.
Yeah, severance package. I said, what a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could get something like that.
Yeah,
I've never talked to nobody the rest of my life where they'd want to steal it.
I'd shovel shit for 50 years to get that, man.
It's just out of hand. Yeah. Makes you wonder about life, don't it?
Yeah.
It's a challenge you never pay.
It gets hard. Yep. Exactly. I was just going to say the same thing. It definitely is going to get harder every day from now on. I mean, this year's been particularly crazy, though. You had the whole Brexit thing in the beginning of the year. You had oil crashing, so the economy went down in general. I'm sure that affected you as well. And then, you know, just to put the cherry on top, we have a whole election about a month away now.
Oh, yeah, it's really a shame. I've seen us going down backwards since 1970. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Now people say, how did you know that? I said, well, just watch what's going on. Read the papers all over the country and listen to what things are doing and what they're doing to us. I said, they used to be our servants. Now we're their servants. We let them get too big, and they're taking every and everything they can away from us.
They're bad.
You know, it's a shame. I'll tell you a little story. In 1993, I had 38 new trucks and trailers. I bought my wife a new car. And I told her, I said, I was in town and they brought that car right from Detroit on a trailer for her. And I said, it's all ready to go. Why don't you bring in my personal checkbook? Well, she bought the business account. Well, I waited there for 2 hours for it. She said, I couldn't find it. Said it was right there on top of the desk. Well, I couldn't find it. Okay. So I paid for that car. 3 months later... Well, let me say, take this back. A couple, 3 days later, I said, you know, I've got to send in my taxes and go down and pay the tax on that car. Not thinking to write a check from my personal account back to that business account, I just wrote it out of business. So I went down and amended my taxes, give them the $1,200. But if I'd have wrote a check from the personal back to the business, I'd never had no problem. But not thinking, 3 months later, we have a full-fledged audit, says I owe my $1,000,002 for taxes. The gal put too many decimals on it. Confiscated $703,000 out of my personal, or out of my business account. $125,000 out of my personal account. Seized my property. My business property. Seized them tractors and trailers every place in the country and auctioned them off. And with no titles. These are all new trucks financed through PACCAR. And the trailers was all financed through Great Dane Corporation and auctioned them off and sold them and said, listen, we're going to call an arbitrator in. I'm sitting there, I don't know what to do. I said, and took that new car, and then seized my pickup, too. I'm sitting there with no wheels, had to borrow a car off my brother-in-law, until I figured out what I could do up to it. I had a CPA and a tax attorney. They come in and fought these people, fought these. Finally, they said, we're going to call an arbitrator in, and you're going to penitentiary. I said, you're kidding me.
For buying a car.
A decimal error in your part. So, and they tried to explain it to him. 1,200 said, so they called this arbitrator in. Said, what do you think it is? And I said, decimal error. So we straightened that out in a week. I said, you mean tell me you have had 27 people work on this for 3 years and can't straighten it out? I need to go back to work. I balled to my limit to people I know. And I said, I can't go no further. So about 7 or 8 days later, I think it was, she called me and said, I want you and the CPA and tax attorney down here tomorrow morning, immediately at 8 o'clock. Let's finish this thing up. Okay. When I walked through the door, she said, so you can be at ease. You do not know this money. I said, what's it take to get everything back? She said, we will not admit to nothing or give you no proof. I said, thank you. I see how the 1,200 went in, the $1,200,000 come out. I said, you are totally shitting me. He said, no. So we tried to sue him. And we've got about a 3-foot sack of paperwork on this whole deal. She said, I went down and seen a federal judge, and he denied us of suing the government. That's when I found out the IRS belongs to England. I said, what a deal. Only in America. So we went to bankruptcy court, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Jed said, you can have one of the vehicles back, the car or the pickup. Boy, he said, let him have the car because that's what caused it. So I took the pickup and he said, you got your house back. Well, I sold the house off. My wife died 3 weeks later. I sold the house off and I lost my first wife, which is a real good friend of mine, my son and my wife all in 2.5 months. I said, what a deal. I said, how far can a guy go in life? So, he said, you can have the house back. Well, I sold the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was at 07. Thursday of last week, I just got a letter. I went back to the first year to an attorney. They had a $26,000 lien against me that was in that bankruptcy, and nobody paid attention to it.
And now that's called problems.
Yeah. So I called the attorney. I went over there first year when I heard about it, when I went to buy them trucks, and said, you need to get that cleaned up. We're going to fund the truck, but said, you need to get that cleaned up. So he started working on last Thursday, got a letter that this thing was finally wiped off. And what the deal was, when General Motors came in and financed this house for these people, they took him, was supposed to pay that $26,000 second note off.
And they just ignored it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the attorney didn't even follow through on it. I just finally got a letter Federal Express to me last week from that company. Said it's all wrong, but this is cleaned up now, and it's lifted, so don't worry about it no more. Well, hell no, after it caused all problems, I said, thank you.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Jay, I don't know how you still live in this country anymore, man. I don't know. I might have given up a while ago after that first fiasco in 93 and just, I don't know where I would have moved to, but, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. I'm glad I'm American. I'm just not proud to be one. The way they help these foreign people and what they do, freight is down. They're letting Canada come in and run back and forth any way they want to. Supposed to bring a load into our country and take it right back out. Now they're running crisscross. Same with the national nip-the-trade deal. They're coming in here, cutting the rates, driving freight rates down. I said,
yeah,
what a
about
deal.
That, what about that, Pacific Trans-Union Pact? There's some sort of new trade agreement as well that was passed about a year or two ago, yeah. Maybe back in 2012, but it's similar to that NAFTA thing.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, and they're coming in here. I got a truck down Laredo right now. They want to offer half the freight rates. You can't run a truck for that. You can't even buy the fuel for what they're wanting to pay out of there this week. I said, what a deal. Give it to them people down there.
They should run,
they get more money bringing that stuff from the field. Yeah. They bring that stuff out of Mexico up to the border for more money than we get in the United States to haul it. Ain't that a shame?
How is that possible? Is they just paying it less, just overhead's cheaper, trucks are cheaper? What's the deal?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but they're coming up here for a buck a mile and think we can haul it. It costs $1.85 to operate a truck in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know,
so there's no profit.
It's because we don't have any proper, you know, tariff set up for that those imports, you know.
Well, we've got the tariffs that we have to have, but they're letting them come in here and do it any way they want to.
Exactly.
Then they bring all these orders from abroad, and they're giving them an average of $1 million apiece to buy a truck, a car, a pickup, a new home, furniture, money to work off of, and they're out here hauling dollar-mile freight. What are you going to do when the bill comes due? I'm moving back to my country. I said, well, thank you. I'm the taxpayer. You just swindled.
Yeah, and it happens. The whole tax code's got to, that whole thing where, you know, Trump wrote off $915 million in 94 and then didn't have to pay taxes for the next 20 years. And this is a guy who's making $50 million a year at the time. More now, but could you only imagine that you have that much money coming in and you have no taxes whatsoever? Because just the way, and you know, he's right. He did everything in his own legal power. You know, everything he did was legal. He didn't evade the taxes. That's just the way our, you know, country's set up. If a, you know, a guy like you or me brings home $50,000 in a year, you know, we're going to pay, you know, 20-30% back to the stupid IRS. And then, you know, a guy like that's making $50 million and he's walking away with all of it. Doesn't make any sense, but that's why.
Well, where's it going to quit? The American people, but they're scared of our government. They're scared of them. I mean, I listen to little deals over that bombings here a couple weeks ago in New Jersey. The FBI got on there and said, we didn't know that was on the internet. You could make your own bombs. Well, hell, it's been on there since all of this stuff about 15 years ago. Been on there how to make your bombs and where to buy the stuff at. I said, how dumb are they?
They're not dumb. They're playing dumb.
That's right. They're in it. They're ignorant because they're doing that, and American people want to believe them. Just like the Trade Center that blew up the Twin Towers. Mm-hmm. That was in our own country. And people don't believe it. They cover up $3 trillion that was missing out the administration when Bush was there. And they blowed it up themselves. I got a set of books on it, right? And they had people out there that tells all about it. A set of books that I bought.
Yep.
That's the reason they run Jesse Pantera out of the country. Did you know that?
No.
Because he's the one that put all of this stuff together about what they were doing. They're the ones that caused the Lyme disease, the mob. And the people don't believe it. I said years ago, I said, it's a shame. They put Al Capone out of business to get rid of the mob, and they are the mob. People don't want to believe us. I have never worked so hard in my life for so little. And I don't want to give my wife said this morning, she said, Jay, why don't you just give it up? She said, what is wrong going on? I never seen anybody work as hard as you do, the miles you already put in, and as little as you're making here lately, and the trucks that I bought the first year, the amount of money we put out. I said, what do you do? What do you do?
Yeah, do you keep doing what you've done and getting nothing out of it, or is it time to change it up?
I don't know. I just can't get the money behind me anymore to do nothing, and it's really a shame. What do you do?
We're gonna help you out here and consolidate some of these loans here for you so that we can.
Let me tell you a little tale that came through on my internet the other day in that email. It said that the reason you're having a loan problem is they built so many people have applied for credit on you that said. It drove your credit rating so far down that said that's why you can't get what you need. And, you know, I talked to an attorney in Florida here last spring, and he said, or this spring I guess it was, he said if all of these people would get together and quit going to credit bureau and driving people's credit down, every time they go in and said it lowers it 25 to 30 points, He said if they do it the right way on the internet, they would never do it. But they don't want to call an attorney and ask him a question. Freddie will send them a bill for telling them how to get around that without getting into lowering the credit rate. And that's what this thing said. Said my credit rating was down around 300 last week. The other day. Last week.
Yeah, that's pretty low. I've never even seen that. Well, I don't know.
I said, what a deal.
What a deal.
I said, it's a shame. And they're our own country is driving us up backwards. But I had a Turk tell me that down in Florida. He said, you want to stay on top of your credit. Because he said, these people will drive it down to nothing. And if they do it the right way, ask an attorney. He would tell them how to get into the credit and get it all, get everything they want to know without lowering the points on it.
Yeah, well, we do a soft pull here, which is really nice because it only goes through Experian and not the other two agencies. So we're only pulling the points down maybe 2-3 points to maximum. What we're doing isn't really going to hurt your credit here, Jay. I just wanted to make sure did you get the email with the application I sent over?
I probably did. All I know is this right here for my wife to finish thing up.
My company is Bank of Cardiff. So, you're just...
Bank of Carter?
Cardiff, like Cardiff, Wales in England.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent you something the other day. I just wanted to verify that you got it. You want to go back to the office when you get a chance and go through your emails and give me a call?
But it'll be from, is that the name that it come from, Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, it should come from Pete Deegan, at bankofcardiff.com. It should just be an application, a couple of list of things that I need.
Okay. But it's CD and...
It's CARDIFF.
Okay. I'll have her pull that one out and go ahead and send you what you need. I'm down in Orlando because the driver was sick the other day, so I had to come down here.
I remember you told me that. He called you on Friday, flaked on you.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
So I'm still stopping on this because there ain't no freight because they don't want to load the trucks because of the storm coming in. I said, what a deal.
What a deal. Yep, Jason, have secretary gather all the requested documents, send them over my way. I'm gonna touch base with you on Friday sometime just to kind of see where we're at here with this. If you need any other questions.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'll call her right now. Got that ever filler out and send on all you need.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Take care, James. Good catching up with you.
Okay. Good talking to you.
You too, man.
I bent your ear more than you bent mine.
Nah, don't worry. It's always good having a conversation. It happens more than you think here, man. A lot of people are, especially business owners, they're just not happy with the way things are going right now. You're not the only one. You should hear the people in the machining and the manufacturing industry, because those guys are getting destroyed. They're getting bent over the barrel by all the exporting. I mean, all the outsourcing, really, to North China, South Korea. That's what's really killing us, man. You shouldn't hear those guys.
Well, it's really a shame. I read this stuff all over the paper. You know what scares me? If I go to Mexico or England or Taiwan, any place, go to Puerto Rico, in order for me to buy a property down there, the only thing I can do is lease it. But we sell our property off to anybody, and I'm waiting for foreigners anytime to tell me to get off their property. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming in here doing this stuff, and they're selling this country outright, and let these politicians think it's funny.
No, that's what I was going to say. They're selling us all down the river, Jay.
Yeah. It's out of hand.
All down the river, to China, to England, to anybody who's got the money. But it's no sooner in the next 10 years, China's gonna overtake us as the power in the world, like almost 100%, in my opinion. But
and they wonder why their Social Security is broke. Did you know every country? And I never knew this till I got into the Argyles when I was fighting the IRS. But it said that every country we had a police action or a war with, for every soldier we killed on the other side, their spouses own our Social Security. And when really? My wife died, I moved into a senior citizen home, and them people get around $4,000 a month. I said, you're kidding me, three times more than what I get, Social Security. And I said, this is really out of hand. My brother had a fortune in the foreign wars of California, Nevada, Utah, and Hawaii. Last week I was talking to him, and I said, Bill, you didn't know it. He said, I must have missed it. I said, well, I'll go to the library and read it out there and have them print it off. And I said, I'll get it out to you. But you didn't know that. He said, hell no, I didn't. And he said, we fight for this stuff every day. And I didn't know that. And I said, well, what can I say? You work for the government. You ought to heard something about it years ago.
Nope. They're not going to tell anybody. All right, Jay. I'll touch base with you on Friday, man. Good talking to you.
Okay. I'll talk to her. I'll send that. Okay? Thank you.
Stay safe in Florida.
Take care.
Bye-bye.